Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious audience. Today, we'll talk about Sufism, the Muslim mystic. These people, the Sufis, are hungry for a real encounter with God. Sufism is not a sect of Islam, but a mystical movement within both the Sunnis and the Shia. And it emphasizes inner spirituality over external forms. Sufism appeared in pious circles as a reaction against the worldliness of Muslim rulers in the early Umayyad period, AD 661 to 749. These early mystical Muslims meditated on some Quranic teaching concerning the day of final judgment. Sufis engage in repetitive recitation of some Quranic verses that they feel they made them close to God. Like other ascetics of the time, Sufis chose to wear dress or uniform made of wool as a mark of renunciation of the world. So the term Sufi means a person dressed in wool, W-O-O-L. Sufism emphasizes a program of spiritual ascent. This involves a number of stations in progressive order that the Sufi must reach under the guidance of his master. Attaining a station is believed to be determined by the level of effort and desire manifested by the Muslim person. Yet, at the same time, attainment of these spiritual stations is regarded not as a result of human action alone, but as a divine gift. Sufi doctrine. God exists. He is in all things, and all things are in him. Two, all visible and invisible beings emerges from God. Another doctrine, they believe that God is the one who fixes the will of man. Therefore, man is not free in his actions. The Sufis were ascetics who had adopted a simple lifestyle in protest against the luxury riches of their godless Muslim rulers. In a sense, they renounced the world and went seeking God. Muslim caliphs were no exception to the rule, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Following the great success of the Muslim armies in the early centuries of Islam, a great gap developed between the rulers who became corrupt and the pious scholars who were powerless against them. Those pious scholars wanted to renounce the world, follow a path of physical self-denial, and seek God. Those scholars and those Muslims were called Sufis. Many pious Muslims were seeking to have experiences with God rather than debates about him. Those are Sufis. Sufis was further stimulated by the daring thought that if Muhammad could receive revelation from God, so could others. One of the famous Sufi leaders said, "I exist in God and I am altogether His. I live in the shadow of His command. To a royal husband, I am betrothed, engaged to be married to God, and to Him I minister. I have loved thee with two loves, a selfish love and a love that is worthy of thee." I think this Muslim Sufi leader called Rab'a al-Adawiyya. Anyway, many of them say love songs to God. Sufis believes what was at first a form of religion adopted by individual and communicated to a small circle of companions gradually became a monastic system, a school of saints with rules of discipline and devotion. Sufis beginners learned these from spiritual directors called Pir or Ustad or Murshid, to whose guidance they submitted themselves absolutely. Sufism developed a doctrine of an inner experiential knowledge, ma'rifa in Arabic, which it progressively came to oppose the intellectual knowledge of theology. Later, Sufism bred all kinds of disorderly and wild rituals involving self-inflicted wounds, chanters moving backward and forward, or from side to side, falling unconscious to the floor. All of the orders of Sufism do not follow the same stages of discipline. Each order sets its own rules. All right, so many of them start with repentance. And then love. The skillful Sufis person gives himself to remembrances of the names of God and seeks to exclude all thoughts except of God, devote his feelings to God. It's important to understand these things about the Muslim Sufis. Why? Because we can share from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16. Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to be my disciple, he must deny himself, set aside selfish interest, and take up his cross, be willing to endure whatever may come, and follow me." So you are explaining what Jesus said to the Sufis, and you can start building bridges. Explain what Jesus meant by what he said. So Sufis try to get close to God, to reach complete union with God through denying themselves. So we can share with them also what Jesus said in John 15, "I no longer call you a servant, but I called you friends." And then the most important thing you want to share with Sufis is that through Jesus, they can be united with God. And you can read Colossians 2, "For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in human body." And Jesus said, "I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." So my precious Muslim friend, God himself will live within you when you invite Jesus to enter your heart and life. Since Jesus shares the very nature of God and he offers to live within you, he is able to unite you with God.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. I would love to come to your church to further motivate your fellowship to love all people, including Muslims, and share Jesus effectively with them. You can call me 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.